This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Nights with Laura on Hope 103.2. Very pleased to be joined ahead of the release of their new album, Compliments of Gus. We're talking to Justin. Hello.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Doing so well. Now, your new single, Heartbeat, it has just hit shelves. It's been a couple of years since you last had some new music for us. Tell us about this track.
Well, this track was because it had been a couple of years since we last had a track for you. So, you know, everyone was whinging. No, it's not. We started working on a new album probably around the same time as we released Meteors. Meteors was off the back of a collection of songs that we put together from our career so far, and it sort of came out as the new single with that album. But this Heartbeat is the lead single off a brand new album called The Black and White of It. And so we're pretty excited about it, actually, and sounds like radio's been really generous and started playing it for us, which is great.
Now, the new album, The Black and White of It, explain a little of why you've kind of gone into that concept of the black and white.
I think when you're young, there's that sense, you know, I don't know, whatever you determine as young, there's that sense of you feel like you're going to be able to find the black and the white of everything. There's a yes and a no, there's a right and a wrong. The older you get, the wider those boundaries seem to become, and the harder it is to define exactly what is black and what is white. And so you live somewhere between the questions and the answers. You live in the grey. But the idea is that for a person that has faith, there's an anchor point. There is a black and white to life. There's a meaning. There's a creator. There's a destiny given by that creator. And so really that's the hope of the album. That's the theme running through the album.
And I've heard that this album is a little bit different to some of your previous work. Do you guys feel like it was different? Obviously, you've kept that same kind of faith message throughout all of them, but in terms of the sound, is it a little bit different?
Sonically, yeah. Yeah, look, it is different because, we've got a different bass player these days in Ben Clark. Beck stopped playing with us about 2 years ago now, and Ben Clark's a very different player, and so you're going to get different musicianship on it. Nate, our guitarist, is doing a lot more solo work. You're going to get different sonics there, but also we're working with a different producer in a guy named Phil Treffel, who works out of the Bass Studios in South Melbourne, and he's a guy that's worked with in the Australian hip hop scene a lot with Bliss and Esso and with 360. So I don't know whether maybe it's got more bass in it. Who knows? But it's definitely a different sound for us working with a new producer and some new musicians.
Did some inspiration come from Mr. Justin Timberlake himself? Because I don't know if you've noticed, but he's kind of gone a little bit black and white at the moment with his new stuff. Are you guys trying to do a Justin Timberlake vibe?
Yeah. I had this great song about a suit and tie, but they said someone else was doing that already. So
it was taken.
Look, I do love JT. Not a big fan of some of his messages, but a sensational artist in his own right. And Wouldn't mind selling as many records as him, but, yeah, no, we dig what we do.
You can do the compliments of Gus version of Black and White. I think, like you say, it'll probably have a much better message.
Thanks, man. I think so too somehow.
So how do you guys actually decide on the sound for a new project, especially, like, you know, we just mentioned it's been a little while. Is there some kind of picture that you have in mind when you're working toward bringing out a new release?
No, I think it's like the artist that starts with a pencil drawing on the canvas and starts laying the paint. There's probably some artists I know that know what it looks like before they start it. We're not those guys. We don't really know. So we just start and start layering things. I'm an orchestral musician by training. Jared's an orchestral musician by training. Phil Treffel, who we worked with, is an orchestral musician. So there's a lot of understanding of, oh, we could add this and we could add this and we could add that. And in many cases, we actually added too many layers and took some away again. So, no, there's no real end game, except if it gives you a chill, then it's good music. So we're looking for that factor.
Indeed. Well, Justin, it's been great catching up with you. We're very much looking forward to the new project, and we'll see you at Easterfest.
Thanks, Laura. Thank you so much for your support, and thanks to 103.2. Just really appreciate you guys playing the track.
No worries at all.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.